Morning, Glenridge. It's Jason. Yeah, I hope you guys are all well. And for this morning's devotion, I thought I'd share a little phrase that myself and the home group that I attend came across while studying and looking at the Book of Ruth. And if you read the Book of Ruth, there's one thing that stands out quite a bit, and that's there's no crazy miracles like we often find throughout the rest of the Bible. Miracles like, for example, where Jesus heals the blind, or changes water into wine, or the parting of waters. You don't see any of those kinds of things. But what you do see, and quite regularly throughout the Bible, sorry, throughout the Book of Ruth, is the providence of God. And we came across this phrase, "It just so happened." And so Ruth chapter 2 verse 3, and I'm reading this one from the Passion Translation. It says, "So Ruth went to the fields to gather the grain the reapers left behind, and it just so happened that she found herself working at the edges of a field belonging to Boaz of the family of Elimelech." And then a little bit later in Ruth 4 verse 1, it says, "Boaz went to the town gate and took a seat there, and it just so happened the family redeemer he had mentioned came by. So Boaz called out to him, 'Come over here and sit down, friend. I want to talk to you.' Is it a coincidence? I don't think so. Is it a coincidence that Ruth found herself gleaning in the field of Boaz? I don't think so. Is it a coincidence that Boaz just happened to be at the gate when the family redeemer that he was looking for came past? I don't think so. And the reason why I say that is because a simple definition of God's providence is when he uses our our natural circumstances to bring about his supernatural will. It's quite simply that. God's providence is when he uses our natural circumstances to bring about his supernatural will. So the question then is, well, what does that look like in my life? What does that look like in your life? What does it look like in our daily lives? And I've found and learned over time that, looking at God's providence is quite simply like reading Hebrew. You know, when we read English, we read from left to right. But when we read Hebrew, you read from right to left. It's like you're going backwards. And that's how I find looking at God's providence in my own life to be beneficial for me. Because when I stop and I look backwards, I'm able to see God's hand at work in my life. You see, there was this young lady who, a good few years ago, way before I met my wife, and I didn't have the purest of intentions. It was before I knew Jesus, and I asked her out, and she said to me, "Sure, no problem. I will go, out with you for a cup of coffee if you just come to one church service with me." And it just so happened that at that church service, I had a radical encounter with Jesus, and it just so happened that I built a couple of really great relationships with some good people at that church. And it just so happens that I was given an opportunity to go and do a BTH a little bit later. And it just so happened that my local church then offered me a bursary and offered to pay for my degree. And it just so happened that I then started becoming more and more involved in various ministry leadership positions. And it just so happened that at my current workplace, I lead a small prayer group. And it just so happened that I got to lead a couple of people to Christ. And it just so happened that I got to baptize them in the pub or the bar area. And it just so happens that their lives were changed completely, all because of one simple moment where a young lady invited me to church. So the question I want to ask you, friend, is if you stop and think and look back at your life, where can you see the providence of God? Can you see the hand of God working his magic through your life, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute? There is not one day that I can look back and not see the hand of God doing what he does best, and that is loving me. Friends, I can guarantee you that if we were to sit down together and spend time looking back at your life, you would be able to see the providence of God throughout your life, and you would be able to see just how much he loves you. So friends, I pray that you'll take some time to stop, think, reflect, and see just how good the Father actually is and how good he's been to you. Have a great day, friends.